Books on Tay presents Stern Men by Elizabeth Gilbert, read by Allison Ryan. In an aquarium at Woods Hole in the summer of 1892, a conch was placed in the same tank with a female lobster, which was nearly 10 inches long and which had been in captivity about 8 weeks. The conch, which was of average size, was not molested for several days. But at last, when hard-pressed by hunger, the lobster attacked it, broke off its shell piece by piece, and made quick work of the soft parts. The American Lobster, A Study of Its Habits and Development, Francis Hobart Herrick, Ph.D., 1895. Prologue. 20 miles out from the coast of Maine, Fort Niles Island and Cornhaven Island face off. Two old bastards in a staring contest, each convinced he is the other's only guard. Nothing else is near them. They are among nobody. Rocky and potato-shaped, they form an archipelago of two. Finding these twin islands on a map is a most unexpected discovery. Like finding twin towns on a prairie, twin encampments on a desert, twin huts on a tundra. So isolated from the rest of the world, Fort Niles Island and Cornhaven Island are separated from each other by only a fast gut of seawater, known as Worthy Channel. Worthy Channel, nearly a mile wide, is so shallow in parts at low tide that unless you knew what you were doing, unless you really knew what you were doing, you might hesitate to cross it even in a canoe. In their specific geography, Fort Niles Island and Cornhaven Island are so astonishingly similar that their creator must have been either a great simpleton or a great comic. They are almost exact.